Hi guys, welcome back to the Lioness Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Leanne.
And I'm Stephanie.
And sadly, Kelly couldn't make it today. She wasn't feeling 100, but hopefully she'll be back as usual next week. So today, we thought we might talk about dreams.
Yeah.
So dreams are really interesting, and we're those people that like talking about our dreams. So if you don't like hearing about people's dreams, maybe turn off and go on to another episode. But if you are one of those like us who love to dive into the dreams and just talk about the crazy dream world and maybe try and analyze them a little bit or see how they might relate to our actual lives, but also to see maybe there's some messages, or if there's anything that you could sorry don't choke on your coffee,
just there. Completely missed my mouth.
And yeah, sort of like, I guess what we can take from our dreams and how that might relate to our real lives, I guess, and maybe go over some of the most common dreams people seem to have.
I'd like to know that.
Yeah. I think we'll probably start with going into maybe both of our latest, most memorable dreams and just tell those stories and then dive into what they could mean for us. So, Steph, I think you should take the floor. We will just mention here that the biggest dreamer of the three of us is definitely Stephanie. She has some really interesting dreams that I always love to hear about. And, she's a very good dreamer. So what's your most recent, most rememberable dream?
My most recent one. This one was, I don't do a dream journal. I wanted to start for ages, but this one I just had to grab a pen and paper the second I woke up and write it down.
No, it's a good one.
It was so realistic, and it was like watching a movie. Like, I know people say it all the time about dreams, but I was so fully immersed in it. Like, everything just felt so enriched. The colour, the smells, the taste, everything. It was so real. And I'm a really big like fantasy book reader, and if you've ever read A Court of Thorns and Roses,
brilliant story,
yeah, by Sarah J Maas, it's sort of that vibe.
It's
exactly
what
it was like,
fae and fairies sort of vibe
there. Yeah, and it's that kind of older, I don't want to say medieval, but you know what I mean,
when they have, like it's not guns, dated,
it's like swords and bows and arrows.
There's no internet in this dream.
Yeah. And it was like it was the second book or the second movie, and I'd already been to this realm before. And it started off, I was in Tesco's with my mum and my nan. And my nan was getting really angry. She was really angry with me, and she was yelling at my mum, saying, just wait till you see what she's done. And she was like dobbing me in. And my plan was to go back to this realm. I had set up this portal in the supermarket because what I was doing was getting like our worldly supplies to bring back with me, because
from Tesco.
Yeah,
you as need, you do.
I don't like their food. I want to eat Oreos and stuff like that. So I was like getting all this food ready, and the last place that I would go would be the freezer section, because that stuff would
melt.
Yeah, exactly. So I planned it properly. I was really smart with this, and I'd set up a portal in the freezer section, and my nan was dragging us along and like yelling at my mum, saying, look what she's done, look, she's set up this portal, she's going back. And they were really upset with me because I was going to leave, and my mum started to cry. She was saying, oh, you're going to leave me.
Keeping in mind that your mum is like your best friend.
Yeah, I am.
You
very
have a
close with
very
my
close
mum.
Relationship.
And I said, oh, I'm only going for a week. Don't
just
panic.
A week,
like, literally, I'm going for a week, don't be upset with me. And I'd set up this portal, and it was like a big circle, and it was all like misty, and it was all like blues and lilacs and colour. And there were three branches that made up a circle, and One was a willow branch, one was a rowan branch, and one was a silver birch. And they were all, like, spinning in a circle, and it was making this massive portal. It was so great.
So witchy.
And I was getting almost surprised anyway. I said goodbye to my mum. I didn't care that she was crying. It was mean. I love her, but I was heading back, and I was really excited.
Did you have a reason or, like, a purpose to head back?
I'd fallen in love with a prince.
Oh, wow.
So cliche, but that's so me.
Yeah, and so fairy tale books that you read.
And also, it was a magical realm. Of course, I was excited to go back.
Yeah.
And I went through, and then things change a bit. As, like, dreams, they sort of, like, jump ahead and skip around and stuff. And this prince was the crown prince, so I was technically a princess by being with him, and I was in this magical world, and they'd given me guards, and I had one really young guard and then a really old grumpy guard, and I was getting to know this new little young one. He was so sweet. He's like 19. And I asked him his name, and I don't get names or anything like that either, like, this is, and his name was Merkin. And I remember, and I was like, Merkin? And I was like, oh, your poor mum must really hate you. And he was so sweet, and he had, like, these gorgeous brown eyes and, like, really tan skin. He was so lovely, and he was, like, all new to his job. And my friend from my world cropped up, because she loves these sort of books too. Her name was Kirsty, so she ended up being there with me, and I was showing her around, and it was autumn, and we were walking around the market, and I was showing her the library. And when we were in the market, there was a guy selling pumpkins. It's really, like, not to be judgy, but you get a bad vibe from him. It's like, yeah, when you read a book or you watch a movie, you know this guy's a bad guy.
And we're energy readers, so yeah, you just get a vibe. Yeah, bad vibe.
But I felt like, oh, I don't want to judge him. And he was selling pumpkins, and, like, this is a poor village, so I was like, oh, I'll buy one. So yeah, I bought this pumpkin, and they were kind of, like, ready cooked in a way. So you, like, as you would buy, like,
that's really weird,
roasted hazelnuts or something. You, yeah, buy, like, a bag or donuts or whatever. It's, like, their equivalent of that. So I brought this pumpkin, and then the grumpy guard got really angry with me. He's like, don't eat food that, you know, we haven't checked and stuff. And he snatched a pumpkin from me. And I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, it's just a pumpkin. Like, I wanted to give the guy some money.
Yeah.
And even though this guy looked really shady, and the older guard took the pumpkin and he tested it, and it was poisoned, and the idea was to poison me, and the guard fell sick, and the prince has been away on, like, princely royal business, and he came back, and I remember waiting outside his office, that's where he was, and I was so excited to see him, and I was like, he's come back, the guard was fine, I'd been sat with him, he was fine, and that's why he came back, because he heard about this scare, and I just remember the guard stood outside the door, and they let him know that I was here, and then the doors opened, and I walked in and saw him, and he was, like, light brown hair and blue eyes, and his eyes were blue. But I was really surprised when I woke up, because I love a blonde, and I was like, he wasn't blonde. Why wasn't he blonde? But anyway, that's when I woke up, and it was really weird. But it was so realistic.
Times are changing. The prince is no longer blonde.
No, I know. Who's the mystery brunette?
And we're waiting for you to go back into this realm, huh? Have another dream in this realm.
I bet. That hasn't happened yet.
But it was such a cool dream. Like, for me, the biggest thing that stood out to me that could possibly, you know, relate back to your real life would have to be the bit with the pumpkin. I just had really weird deja vu then, but that's none the wiser, but, you know, whatever. That really threw me off. So it's like, I've said that already. So it would be with where you ate the pumpkin, and then someone else ended up being poisonous. And then I feel like that's, like, a warning in your life. Like, things might look better than they are, you know, sort of a, don't be fooled by being nice and how things look, or don't be fooled by, maybe it's more like, don't be nice for nice sake.
Yeah.
You know, if you get a bad vibe from someone, listen.
Yeah, not trusting that intuition. Yeah.
So, yeah, and not trusting your intuition, Dream, totally.
I've been very bad at.
Yeah, so. Does that right? Yeah. Yeah. To be honest, this year you've been pumpkined a few times.
That could be our new term. You've been pumpkined.
Yeah. You have, actually. And I say it's probably like a, yeah, look, this happens to you. Stop just buying pumpkins and willy-nilly going to eat them, and yeah. You don't even know, even when you kind of get a sense that this person's not good.
Things trust I don't even in like that. Pumpkins. Pumpkins yeah. Are disgusting.
Don't you like butternut squash? That's a pumpkin.
Is it a pumpkin?
It's the same squash. Family.
It tastes so
pumpkin
different,
is
though.
Squash, isn't it?
Pumpkin's just gross.
But that's not the best variety. Apparently the really ugly, like, green ones taste really good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the orange ones are, like, the least flavoursome.
Oh, maybe you should buy
but
a green
they're just
one.
Bought for, like, looks. You know, you can get, like, the really ugly sort of green or brown or
like
white
a bit
ones.
Marrowy.
Yeah. Apparently they're the ones that when you cook them, they taste... So I too need to try that, but they always look such effort to cut up, and you know, one day
I remember doing it once. It was awful. I wanted to.
I did it with
squash,
the orange pumpkin once, like, and it was like
it's so slimy.
It was harder to cut up than a flipping watermelon.
And stringy. Yeah, I'd much rather cut up a melon. I'm a tropical being, that's why.
They're just so difficult to chop, but you know, I think one day when we've got our shit together,
yeah.
I always just say that, like, one day I'll eat wholesome, healthy, whole foods.
One day I'll
when I've
cook.
Got my shit together and I don't have to get everything out of a flipping packet. Oh, my God. I love that dream, though. It's such a good dream.
I just
want
to go back. I want it to be... I want to write it.
It's
I
still
make
not my
it
favorite.
Story.
My favorite of yours is the bear. So after I tell mine,
you featured in it?
Yeah, one I featured in it. I wish I featured in this one, but it was more of a romantic one. This.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But I like the bear one because it's so funny. But you can do that one maybe after. I won't say much more because
move
I do think
one.
That was hilarious. It's just because normally dreams, for me, dreams are normally scary or annoying or stressful.
To be fair, the bear one
but the
was
bear one,
scary.
It sounds like that it was just a really funny ending. So I don't want to give anything away. But, you know, like it was... adventurous for sure,
yeah,
but it just threw me when you told it to me, like it really threw me. No one's dream has thrown me that much before. Like the way it just went from one vibe to a whole other vibe. Anyway, we're probably really intriguing you now, so I guess I'll tell my latest mm-hmm. dream as you told yours latest dream. And my latest dream was was like a week ago, or it wasn't even that long ago. And I don't dream that often. So Steph dreams way more than me. I don't dream that often. And this, it was very similar to like a childhood dream I've been having all my life. So like a childhood dream I've had all my life, like now off and on, you know, would be that I'm a kid. Even when I'm an adult and I dream it, I'm still a kid normally, you know? And we're like with my dad and my stepmom and step siblings and sister or whatever. And we're in the house, but I don't have a good relationship with my stepmom. And in the house,
Cinderella.
It was like we were always trying to get around the house without getting caught by a Sue. So I would end up going, we moved into a house that had all these secret entrances and
cool.
hallways. And you know what? It really reminded me of, you know, like the Goonies when they're like going through the tunnels or they go through that underground bit. Oh, I always remember as a kid, you know, when they swim underwater and they have to come out the other end, like that used to, it excited me, but terrified me at the same time as a kid, you know, and it always, that sort of stuff would
like
be in
my
dreams.
Panic,
yeah, like that. Am I going to get out of this small space? Like, so anyway, I would have a lot of these dreams. So this most recent dream I had, it reminded me a little bit of that, but I was my age in the dream. I wasn't a kid and my dad and stepmom wasn't there. I know that Steph and Kelly was there and we was with a group of people of like other, you know, like when you just watching something like the Goonies and it's like the group like of six kids and like three girls, three boys, but I don't know who the other people were. Like, they weren't important. It was just, we were a group that were trying to escape these pirates, which I just...
I love the fact that it was pirates.
But we weren't even on a ship or anywhere near sea, which was weird. We was literally just in like a modern construction house. So it was modern times. Like, that's what was weird. But they were like real pirates with swords and a hook. Like the main guy that I even wrote, you know, it's just sort of like, you know, in the side of your vision, like there's a load of them, but you never look them directly in the face.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like a load of them. And then the main one at the front was, he looked a bit like Hook because he had like black curly hair.
Captain Hook from
a red coat.
Robin Williams Hook movie.
Robbie Williams one, yeah. Or yeah, that kind of Hook.
Yeah. Not the hot one.
No, not the hot one, like a scary one. Like, fucking scared. I was so terrified because they were so close. You know when they're chasing you and they're so close behind you? But basically it was like a big house that was being built. So it was half built. So most of it was, you know, like the walls are just frames. Yeah. There's no walls. So you're like dipping between the walls and the floorboards are all like half there, half not there. And you're like jumping across, you know, like somewhere maybe the stairs have not been built, you know. And I'm like seriously trying to get away. Cool. And then... all I'm aware of is that all you guys are way ahead of me and I'm like the last person and they can only see me. So like I kind of know where you guys have gone, but like maybe I went a slightly longer route. So then it was sort of me left with them. Aww, being chased.
I'd never leave you.
I know. But you did this time. Anyway, so I figured you'd gone to the bathroom, and weirdly, the bathroom was completely decked out. So the bathroom was like a
priority.
Yeah, it was like a really posh, smallish bathroom. And then it had like a wooden door with one of those old fashioned locks that just like hooks on with a latch, hooks with a latch, you know, so it's kind of not that strong a lock. And so I'm like holding this hatch down, and they're like banging on the door, and you know, like, we're so focused on holding this little hatch, like with all my might, you know, and they're like banging on the door. And I'm thinking, I've got swords. They're just going to break in at any point. And you guys are all climbing into this like linen closet thing, but it's like up high at like head height. And it's sort of like just big enough to squeeze through. But all like six of you had gone through. And I'm like, guys, you know, what am I going to do? Because, like, if I let go of this, then they're going to get in eventually. And but you guys were just gone out of sight now, like gone way within the learning closet. So then I've, like, had to climb up, and it was quite difficult to climb up as well because it was head height. And then I'm climbing into this small space, and that's what brings it back to my childhood dreams, where I would have a lot of dreams where I'm trapped in a small place, or I'm hiding in a small place, or I'm trying to get through a tunnel where I know I can get out the other end, but for some reason it keeps getting smaller and smaller. Oh. And then I start to panic because I'm like, it's getting smaller and smaller. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So then I get up into the linen closet. Obviously, I'm terrified because I feel like they're right behind me. And to be honest, like, who are they going to get first? You know, like, I've just got in here. I can't see you guys. I've gone around this corner, and then it's like this really small room that's like crouch height. So you can't stand up or anything. And you're all like in there, you know. And then I've gone in there, and then we're waiting, you know, like waiting in the silence.
Oh.
And then we can hear them.
It feels palpable. I know. I wasn't even in the dream, but I'm like, oh.
And then that's when I woke up. So I was like, oh, my God, like, just woke up from there. Like, I was terrified, curled up in a small place, like, finally got with you guys. And then I woke up, thank God, like, in a way, because it was quite stressful. But that is, I've had a lot of dreams like that.
Yeah, you never have nice dreams, do you? No. They're always, you're being chased.
Maybe
by
I have and I don't remember them.
Or chased by something.
Yeah. They're always stressful. Like, even if it's like a good thing, you know? So, yeah, so I'm running from something and hiding from something. So that's what I get. I think, I don't know, maybe I run from being truly authentic, you know, like I can be such a people pleaser. Mm. So maybe like that, something, anything come to mind when you I was telling the story?
You need to learn to stand your ground.
Is that what came for you?
You're always running from something. Yeah. So like if you turn around
I and do run from that, everything.
I mean, if anyone's ever
not
gone
fast,
to
but I run.
Thought Park Fright Night. That was an eye-opener to what Leanne is like.
For our internationals, what is Fright Night Thought Park?
Fright Night is at a roller coaster theme park thing. They have mazes.
For Halloween.
For Halloween, yes. Yeah. So we went, and we went into a clown maze. Now, I'm not scared of clowns, even if they look really creepy.
I'm fucking scared of clowns.
Like, I'm not bothered. But Leanne is the biggest wuss.
I'm just scared of anything that's meant to be scary. Such a cliche.
She was just hysterical. And
I thought I was dying in there.
Part at the end. And it's all like smoke machines and, you know.
It's a pitch black maze with flipping scary things, clowns jumping out at you and chasing you. It's actually horrifying.
There was like a doorway to walk through and they had all the smoke machines and a strobe light. Okay, this part did terrify me because...
Good.
It was a... But you quickly like banished my fear because your reaction. So we're walking in the line, Leanne's in front.
Yeah, but it's, you should get more scared if I'm scared.
No, because your face is just priceless. This... We're about to walk through this doorway and suddenly this chainsaw noise just went off like through this doorway and she was like, no.
I tried to turn around.
Like, I'm not doing it, I'm not going.
But
not
you
going.
Couldn't turn around because there was all people behind you.
It was so funny. And just your reaction killed me. And I was like, wow, Leanne really is a wuss. And it was such an eye-opener. So...
Oh,
your
boy.
Dreams just kind of, I think, really highlight
I know.
That you're like that. So I feel like if you turn around and you faced Hook.
I needed to face
and
Hook.
And took him down.
I know. That's it does actually highlight the fact that I'm a very fearful person. So that's like, to be honest, that's my biggest thing I'm trying to face spiritually now, where I'm trying to eliminate my fears. I feel like I'm doing really well with it.
You are.
With spiritual stuff, but real life horrors, I'm not so good with. You know, actually scary things. Though I do want to go back to Fright Night.
Yeah, me too.
So next year, I think we should try.
They need to stop with The Walking Dead, though, because I don't find zombies or anything scary. I find it really irritating.
Yeah, like that one wasn't as scary as the clowns.
No, that was... I think because we haven't watched The Walking Dead either.
Was there a mental asylum one? No, that was when I went with Kelly, I think. I went with Kelly and her boyfriend at the time a few years ago. And that was really scary, the mental asylum one.
I never wanted to do that.
Yeah.
We did
but
that.
The clown one, like, for me was so fucking scary. And it, to be honest, it was like that time where people were actually getting chased by people dressed as clowns
like
with
the
knives.
The clown thing was big.
Yeah. So there was a lot of things like that. Okay, so I was just having a look. I've got a list up here because I wanted to have like a look at what are the most common dreams. And one of them is being chased. And as my dream I just spoke about, was being chased in a lot of my dreams I am. Or the other big one I have is when I'm fighting for the people I love, or like it's like I need to save people's lives.
Oh,
so that's
you hero.
Really. Yeah, you know, like, that's probably my most common
one. Which
she
won't do in real life, because in that maze, she was pushing everyone else in front, saying, no, you go. So.
I know, I was so disappointed with myself, because I was like, oh my God, like...
Cowardly line.
I was like, not me!
Line.
I was pushing everyone in front of me, and I didn't think of myself like that, you know, because in my dreams, I'm always having to fight.
Yeah, we're the heroes.
It says here about being chased. Being chased suggests you are running away from something that is causing you fear or anxiety in your waking life. It indicates that you have a tendency to run away or avoid particular issues. Mm-hmm. The chaser can also also represent an aspect of yourself. Example, your own feelings of anger, jealousy, or fear can manifest itself as the threatening figure. Yeah, I don't know how, like, a pirate, like, what kind of aspect of myself is Hook chasing me? I don't know.
I wonder why a pirate. You didn't, it wasn't just...
I hadn't watched anything piratey.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really, really random. Because, you know, normally in my scary dreams, it's normally wild animals that I'm running from or I'm trying to beat.
Maybe you're running from an animalistic part of yourself.
Yeah. I think, you know, one thing that when I was reading that did pop to my mind is something my sister always says about me. She says that I'm not good at expressing my anger, that she says I suppress my anger.
You do.
And
yeah, so maybe that's what these angry animals are.
And the angry animals, and he was angry, the pirate, you know, and I never know why. You know, like I never know why everything's been taken over by big cats. Or I never know why I'm being chased. Like the waitress, I'm going to have to tell the waitress.
Oh, the waitress one.
What is it with me and you? We spend too much time in Waitrose and Tesco's. Because we both recently had dreams where it starts off in the supermarket. And it's probably where we spend most of our time if it's not here at work or at home.
We do pop to Waitrose a lot.
And Tesco's.
That's so funny. Got to find those vegan options, that's why.
I know, it's a nightmare being vegan.
What does it say about the teeth one? Because I have the teeth falling out drinking.
Have you had that? Because
I have them so much.
One of my first boyfriends, that was his biggest nightmare and he used to get really upset about it.
Yeah, I have so many.
Really, your teeth actually falling out?
Yeah.
I've heard that a lot. Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
Oh, it's worse. The worst
I've never had that, touch wood, I never had that.
The worst one is when it comes out and then I feel the need to try and put it back in because it's like adult teeth. So it's so horrible, but they are my worst nightmares.
But, like, if it actually feels real, like, that could be horrifying.
It's so horrible.
Like, and so many people have it. Like, I say with that ex, he would have it all the time and it upset him a lot.
What does it say?
So it says, from what I heard in the past, I haven't read this yet, but it said that it was about fear of aging. But I don't know what this says. It says, dreams about your teeth can reflect your anxieties about your appearance and how others perceive you. Such dreams may stem from a fear of rejection, embarrassment, or feeling unattractive. As teeth are used to bite, tear, and chew, dreams about losing your teeth can stem from a sense of powerlessness, which means you may be experiencing self-confidence issues.
Oh, well, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's interesting. So, yeah, I guess that's sort of like what I thought growing old, worried about how you look. Yeah, but honestly, I hope, touch wood, I don't have that dream, because
if I have one tonight, I'll be livid.
Yeah, that just sucks. As we're on the topic, before we go into telling more dreams, we'll quickly go through the other most popular ones. So one is unable to find a toilet. I might have had that as a kid, but I don't remember it strongly. Naked in public, I had as a kid, I would say up until the age of 13, I had regularly.
Really?
And it really upset me. Going to school naked, and I wouldn't realise I'm naked until, like, you're in the playground or you're in the class and then you realise you're naked.
No, I've never had a naked dream.
Have you not? No. Oh, it's horrible. It says about naked dreams, being naked in dreams symbolises not being able to find yourself, uncertainty, or being wrongly accused. If you are not the naked person in the dream, well, Steph has had a dream about another naked person. Let's see what it says. If you are not the naked person in your dream, but you see a nude person and you are sickened by it, it means you are worried about exposing that person.
Okay. I don't know who that person was.
Well, Steph once had a dream about a naked guy. A really naked old guy.
And it was so horrible.
I was dying.
It was his eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I don't know. No, because I don't know who he was.
He was a stranger.
Yeah.
You're worried about exposing that person.
He was like a religious figure, though. Like, I mean, I'm not saying like he was anyone in particular, but he had, like, he was giving me the vibe that he was like a priest.
Oh, so,
like,
God.
Like when you watch like Angels and Demons or something like that, and I know you haven't watched those movies, but like a really old priest who's just like, he's so creepy. He's so, so creepy. And he's like,
coming towards
like,
you.
Whitish blue eyes, you know, like the blind eyes. Yeah, he was just like fully naked. Like you saw everything and he was like coming at me.
And the worst part was that your parents were like, go on, stay.
So fucked up. It was just his like creepy climb up the stairs. Like, I was watching him come up the stairs. Like, who the fuck is this man?
And that dream was also in the setting of, you know, those dreams when it happens. Like, so you wake up in bed, and so it feels even more real because obviously you go to sleep in your bed, and then if in the dream you wake up in bed, it feels really real. So that must have been terrifying. Like, yeah. Steph woke up in bed, she goes into the hallway, and there's this naked old priest guy coming at her,
like really slowly, like just climbing up the stairs. And I just remember being frozen in fear, being like, who is this man coming up the stairs? And then it's like, he's got no clothes on. And I backed into my room, and he really slowly, like, creaked my door open and just, like, shuffled into my room. But he was staring at me the entire time. And I was so frozen in fear, I couldn't scream or anything. Oh,
no, I hate those dreams. Oh. I had that a lot. When you're so scared, you're so frozen in fear that you try and scream and it's like...
Yeah, literally nothing. Yeah, you're just...
I hate that. Like, and you wake up... When you wake up from those dreams, you're doing that. You're like...
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I hate those dreams.
I didn't go back to sleep that night because every time I close my eyes, I can see his face.
That's like literally giving me shudders.
And his wrinkly old penis. Because
That's
burned
you.
In my mind.
Ah, I know, that's like one I've never forgotten that you told me. So we both experienced the naked in different ways. But again, I haven't experienced that recently. Another one is unprepared for an exam. Maybe I had that.
Maybe,
but
probably at, like,
I don't remember it really. Flying. I've never had a flying dream.
Nor have I.
Oh, thank God, because I feel like everyone's had a flying dream except me.
It's 10 of the top most common, and we've never had one.
And I want to fly so badly.
That was how much we dream.
I know.
How is that what happened?
Especially you.
Oh, no.
Maybe you need to start reading more flying books.
Yeah, maybe.
Read Peter Pan.
I love Peter Pan. It's my favourite childhood book.
And then why couldn't my Peter Pan dream be flipping flying instead of running along planks away from Hook? Jeez, so yeah, we've not had the pleasure of flying.
No.
That's a shame. Hopefully. Oh, falling.
Oh,
I think maybe I have. No,
I have.
That stuck with me, but I'm pretty sure I have. And you wake up like,
yeah.
And
I remember that part.
I've woken up and had that,
yeah.
But I've never landed. Some people've landed, like they've fallen, they hit the ground.
Oh, no, because I heard, like, if you do that, like, that's, you know, your brain wakes you up before you die.
I thought that.
Because otherwise you die.
No, I've heard people have hit the ground.
Oh, I've never hit the ground.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, that made me feel relieved because it's like, well, if they dreamed about hitting the ground and they're still alive, then it's fine. Another one is out of control vehicle. Never actually dream. I don't remember a dream in a car. I'm always on foot. Once I was in a car, Kelly was pregnant. And it was like one of those cars, you know, where there's only three doors. So you have to like lift the seat forward and climb in the back. And like, I just remember it was all like, you know, like you're climbing in, but there's no room. And then Kelly was really pissed off and pregnant. Keeping in mind, Kelly like never wants to have kids. So this is a really weird dream. Yeah, I had that in 2015.
Well, it stands out that much because you remember the year.
Yeah, I remember because I wrote it down and I recently found the book with it in. I completely forgot about the dream until then. Yeah. I started a dream journal back then, and there was two dreams in 2002. You see, I struggle to keep that stuff up. I really do. So you had vehicle dreams?
No.
Probably best, because, you know, we're always in vehicles and you don't want to be having scary dreams about them. Finding an unused room. Yeah, like, I guess that kind of could go into them, that dreams I told you that I had a lot in my childhood, where we'd move into a house and we'd find all these secret parts to the house that the adults didn't know about.
I'd say so.
So, like, finding an unused room, if you learn of a new room in your dreams, it donates new outlooks and denotes new outlooks and abilities that you have realized about yourself. If the room is white, it means you are ready to make a new beginning in your life. My rooms are always dark, like tunnely rooms. So, not feeling good about that one. being late, well, that's just my real life. It's pretty much a nightmare every day when I have to be somewhere on time.
I've never known her to be on time.
You're quite good. You're like half and half, I'd say.
I swear, I used to be the best. I was so punctual, but I think you really rubbed off on
me.
Yeah,
probably.
And, like, I'll just get lazy
now. And it's like, because my parents, I always blame it on them, to be honest, because my dad's always late for everything and my mum's always late for everything. So, like, I feel like I've got double late genes, you know, and I'd be taken to school late, you know. So, you know, whatever. It says 10, but
what's the red for?
Being late.
Oh, being late.
That's not 10. Naked. Fallen. Oh yeah, no, that is 10.
Oh.
Cool. So let's go into your bedroom.
My bedroom. That was small.
I love this dream.
Kind of horrifying, to be honest. It wasn't the dreamiest of dreams.
It was adventurous.
I remember we were walking along a dirt road.
I feature in this dream.
It was kind of like how roads look now because of all the rain. It was all watered down.
Wasn't it the forest or?
No, well, kind of. It was, yeah, like a dirt road. So, like, along, you know.
Like a car could go down. Yeah.
And there was this kind of bridge above us, like an elevated bridge that was really rickety, really old and creepy. And the ground had flooded so much that you have to go up over this bridge. But, like, loads of planks were missing. It was really unstable.
What were we doing there? Did we have a purpose?
No idea. We were just walking. I think we were lost.
Okay.
So we were just walking, trying to find somewhere.
Not feeling scared.
And I don't want to use the term hillbilly because it sounds really horrible, but do you know in, like, creepy movies,
yeah,
they've got, like, dungarees on and strapped over one shoulder and they've got, like, two teeth.
And they're carrying
a pitchfork. And,
yeah.
And they were, like, really silent and there was, like, a group of men that came up.
That's literally my worst nightmare, a group of men.
So terrifying. And we crossed over this bridge and we were like, oh, we're really lost. Can you help us? And
I'm surprised
that we asked them. Well, we're trying to be nice. It's even, you know, you don't want to anger them because they're strangers and they're kind of creepy looking. And they took us back to, I'm trying to think where I picked this up from. It, like, must have been in a movie or, like, a video game or something. But it's, like, this big, dark, creepy warehouse that was, like, super tall. But it's, like, a city was built inside this place. Like,
Whoa. This
is where everybody lived. Everybody
must have been huge.
Like, hibernating. Yeah, massive. It was, like,
was there other people there?
Yeah, it was so crowded, but it was all
these men?
No, they weren't all men.
Oh, right, thank God. It would have literally been my nightmare.
We said, we were getting a bit creeped out. There wasn't, you know, they definitely, it was kind of like an Amish thing. Like, they were this community, you know, that definitely didn't.
And it was all, like, eyes on us, like,
world.
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you're not from our village.
Yeah, everyone stared at us. And this leader guy who had found us said, you know, we said we wanted to get out of here. Can you show us the way out? We want to try and find our way home. And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. It's just through this door.
Oh, it sounds dodgy already.
So we're like, okay. And we, like, went into this, like, through this door, and it was a really dark, enclosed room. And,
oh no,
you could just about see, like, everything had kind of, like, a greenish tint to the room. It was really eerie. And we're like, there's nowhere. Like,
yeah, this was we been in anxious
and
they locked now.
The door, and they, like, yeah, they trapped
oh
us in.
Oh my God.
And do you know, like, in Playzone, how there's... like different levels, there's like a, I don't know, maybe like a cube or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And you can sort of climb up things. And, yeah.
And it was like that, but everything was made of metal. It wasn't soft play.
Oh no.
And we suddenly heard this roar.
Ah!
And there was a giant ass bear.
This literally does sound like my dreams.
Got let into this room. And there was like a well right in the middle of the room. So we were like, push it in the well. Like, that's all we could do. And, like, it came at us, and, like, bears are fast. We always forget how fast bears are. And I remember climbing up on this cube, but you were, like, Superwoman. And there was, like, a collapsible metal chair, and you just, like, wrestlers. You just went at this bear with this chair. I was, like, hitting, not very vegan of us, yeah. But this bear was after
well,
us.
Well, you're fight saving flight, your life.
Right? So we were, like, hitting this bear. And you're like, help me. So I was like, literally feared for my life. I was so scared. But I like climbed down.
Help me, bitch.
And we were like trying to push this bear into this hole. And there was like a lid. And we were trying to like lift the lid over this bear. And we almost got it in. We very nearly got it in. And I think it was that moment where we think we've done it, where we kind of like oh, we've done it. And
really?
We sort of let go. And in that moment, the bear, like, burst out. So we're, like, so close. And,
oh, no.
It was just so realistic. We were so scared. And then there was a door, like a doorway. And the bear quickly ran in there. And I think, I don't know, like, it was going to do, like, a run-up. Like, it would spin around in the room and charge us like a bull would.
Yeah.
And we were, like, bracing ourselves. And then it didn't come out.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, right. And then we just sort of like really nervously like cracked towards the door.
I don't know like, why, but
like,
yeah.
Peek open, I know, but there was nowhere else for us to go.
All
anyway.
Right, so
like,
just,
yeah. You know, we could fall down the well and we'd probably die, but
yeah.
This was the only doorway apart from the one they
locked
on us. And we pushed the door open and the room was really sunny. There was a window with cute little flowered curtains and like a really... There was a bookshelf, there was a fireplace, there was like a little table with a tea set on it, there was
so
a big
cute.
Cushion chair. And then...
Was the energy, like, did you feel
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was like a really nice old lady's room.
Yeah, like,
you
felt
you
the energy shift
house.
In the dream.
Yeah. And then the bear was stood on his hind legs with his elbow propped on the windowsill and he had a top hat on. And he was like, oh, I'm glad that's over. For a cup of tea. And we just looked at each other like, what the fuck? And like, it was just like the bear was really nice. He was like Yogi Bear.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what is this? And then I woke up. So I don't know. We never had tea with the bear.
I'm so glad you got to that point of the dream though, where you found out that he was this like tea drinking Yogi Bear.
Yeah. Like he was like, it's like they were forcing him to put on a performance and be this terrifying bear.
Yeah.
And like scare
thank
all
God
these people.
That's over, girls.
Yeah. And he was just like, I'm not doing it anymore. Like he was like, let's find a way out together. And like,
cheeks
it was so weird. And I was like, well, that turned out nice in the end. So
I love that dream. That has to be my favourite one of the
it's
dreams.
It's so bizarre.
It's because like, there is something thrilling about the scary, adventurous dreams.
Mm.
But the reason, it's almost like you do work because they can seem so realistic. I think that's why they really stand out.
Yeah.
And that's why I remember the stressful ones way more than I do. And the other ones, but I love that because it has that aspect where it's like really scary and like
I also love that I'm the one that's like beating down
one.
The bear, the brave one, because it's not realistic. Having we just spoke about Thought Park and the clown maze. So. I love that part, but then the ending when she told me that for the first time, I was crying. I was actually crying and just wishing so much that I was in that I had dreamt that dream too. It sounded so funny, especially the end. At least like we did quite well achieving, you know.
I know.
Yeah.
The other really good dream I remember you had a similar time. It was really short, so I thought you should just mention it because it was so cute. You know, the moon mouse.
I can barely remember that,
I remember it.
I don't remember the storyline. Well,
there's no storyline, but basically Steph created a whole new creature and she had this pet called the moon mouse and it was just like, a koala-sized mouse or something.
Yeah, it was kind of like a chinchilla-koala hybrid.
Yeah.
But called a moon mouse.
Oh, and it's just like, cute name. And I bet it was so cute.
Big fluffy ears like a koala's, but even bigger with its cute little mouse face and like a fluffy chinchilla body and kind of like a chinchilla tail, but all super fluffy. And I was like, it's a moon mouse. And I just knew straight away like what it was. And it wasn't like a new discovery. It was like, yes, it's an already name. It's a moon mouse.
I wish we really had moon mouses.
Oh, they're so cute.
And did you have it as a pair?
Yeah, it was like white and fluffy.
And did it like hang around you like a cat and a dog, or did it have to be in a cage?
No, it's kind of like a Pokemon had this like with you all the time.
Oh, that's like, because it didn't have to be in a cage. No.
Oh. But like I saw it in a cage with like, all these other animals. I was like, oh, I want a moon mouse.
Oh, of course you want a moon mouse. You wouldn't.
Yeah.
Oh my god, so like cute. Literally Steph has made me want a fucking moon mouse from this dream. Like I am missing out without these moon mouses.
Oh my god, I know. Yeah. I did wonder what you were going to say, because I was like, what other dreams have I talked about? But yeah, moon mice.
Steph does have, like, seriously, some of the best dreams. I'm trying to think, like, recently. I mostly sort of say the theme of mine are normally, like, stressful. So they're often I'm trying to it's down to me to save people's lives, so that's obviously a big fear of mine.
That
like
passed over into my dream. You could save me from the Yogi Bear.
I know. And it would often be against things like wild animals. That's why I guess I read her dream, it felt realistic in my dream world, I guess, because other than the ending, I wish to have endings like that. Like mine always end like in the middle of a really scary fight scene or something. You're like, you know, where I'm like, you know,
doesn't have closure.
Yeah, it always ends like where you don't know whether I survived or not, you know, sort of thing. And mine would often be big cats more than anything. But I always do remember this one dream I had. I still lived in London at the time, so it was a good 8 years ago. But I just always remember it because I always have like predator type animals that I have to fight, you know, like lions, bears, wolves, crocodiles, all those sort of animals that I have to fight. But in this dream, we had to run from wild horses, but it was so many wild horses, like hundreds of thousands of wild horses that were storming London. And they started.
Have you watched The Lion King or something recently?
I don't think so.
But that stampede.
Yeah, so it's like that stampede, but like literally, I don't know what type of wild horses they were because they trampled down buildings.
It's just the English version. Like the forest ponies instead of antelope.
It was literally like buildings would come down, like massive buildings, like as they would just trample over them. And then we saw them coming, because I lived in South London, and they was like coming into our estate, you know, and you just saw the houses going boom, boom, boom. And then they're like coming to your road and you're like, oh my God, like the wild horses are coming for us, you know. And I was just watching them, like the buildings, like crumble and everything, the houses all around me as they come, and I woke up just as they were reaching our house, you know. That was fucking scary.
I'm always grateful to wake up, but at the same time, like, what would have happened?
I know. Do you ever have like realistic dreams? So like maybe stressful, maybe like realistic, where it's like you know. Like, I haven't had any in a while, but I used to hate really mundane. Yeah. They were like mundane nightmares.
Yeah.
So, like, once I worked as a cashier for 2 or 3 years at a discount store, and it was just, you can imagine, it was hell on earth. But I was a cashier and I would just spend 8 hours a day on the till. And then I would ask the same question for every customer. Would you like a bag? Because we charge for the bags. And often when I was in that job, I would have dreams where I would be at work asking over and over again, would you like a bag? Would you like a bag?
Yeah.
Would you like a bag? And then you just wake up. Another one when I was doing that I'd get a lot that would kill me was when I was doing the gardening, and it was lawn care. So it wasn't exciting gardening. We did lawns, you know. It weren't too thrilling. You know, I was thrilled for the first week, and then it got very
tedious.
Yeah. But then I would have dreams of raking moss because I was the only
moss
girl.
Raker.
I was the only girl, and that was the lightest job to do. Was the rake moss and grass cuttings and bag it up. And I used to have dreams of raking. And then I would wake up and have to go and rake. Yeah.
I'd have that with the hotel, like bed making.
Oh,
like
my God, really?
So many beds.
I'm so glad it's not just me. And then you would be so frustrated if you'd wake up, right?
And then have to go do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even escape it in sleep.
No.
Yeah. It's like here, I'm like, do you want soy milk with that? Is soy milk okay?
Yeah. It's like, I think that is a sign that you need to change your life. So for me, if you are having dreams like that, where you're just, your life is really repetitive and mundane, and then your dreams are repetitive and mundane, for me, that's a huge red flag that you need to switch it up in your
life.
That's
a good point, yeah.
Whatever you're dreaming about that's repetitive, that's something you need to change in your life. And I often found it wasn't long, you know, after those dreams coming up a lot that I did end up making a switch, you know?
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, I just can't do that anymore, you know? So this has been a really fun podcast. So I think we'll sort of wrap it up there. We'd love it if you guys wanted to send us any messages for any subject ideas, and also your dreams.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear.
We're nosy like that. Tell us your dreams.
Yeah, we really would. And maybe we will come back to this subject again when we have more to talk on it, maybe more crazy dreams.
Yeah.
It's always fun to talk about your dreams and maybe try and relate them back to your real life and how that might correspond, or even if there's hidden messages. I find dreams can be messengers for us as well.
What's that?
I don't know. The ghost.
Ghost.
But yeah, this has been super fun, and yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll see you next time. Our Instagram is at Lioness Podcast, so definitely follow us over there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, subscribe, and we will see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.